Just to continue the order of the Seder, we are up to Maror. According to the Halakha, one should take a kezayit of Maror and dip it into the Haroset. That is the Minhag. No, Maran writes in Siman Taf Ayin He, Yishke'enu Kulo B'Haroset, which is Mashma, according to Maran, you have to actually take the whole Maror and dip the whole thing. It seems the Minhag is just to dip the tip of the Maror into the Haroset, but of course the Halakha says one should shake the Haroset off the Maror, because we do not want, not all of it, but some of it, we don't want it to take away the bitterness. So the practice would be to dip the Maror into the Haroset and then to shake a little of it off. Of course, before he eats the Maror, he has to have Kavanah that he's about now to fulfill a mitzvah midrabanan. Even if he did not have Kavanah, he is Yotzei Yedei Chovato. Certainly, it's clear that he has to make a Beracha before he eats the Maror, although he made Moreh Pri Adama already on the Karpas, the beginning of the Seudah, and he had Kavanah to fulfill his obligation for the Maror. He still has to make Birkat HaMitzvah, which is Asher Kedei Shanu Mezutav Sivanu Al Achilat Maror. Again, one can rely on the Baal HaBayit to make this Beracha, and he has Kavanah to be Motzi, and everybody can answer Amen, following the law of Birov Amadat Melech. But again, if one is concerned that the Baal HaBayit is not going to say the Beracha correctly, he's going to mumble it, or he's not going to have Kavanah to be Yotze Motzi, then everybody should make the Beracha themselves. It should be noted again that we do not lean during the Tevilah, during the eating of the Maror. Now, of course, the custom is to eat romaine lettuce. One is allowed to use either the leaves themselves, so long as they are checked well for bugs. One should be careful if you can buy from those brands that already grow in places like hydroponically, where there would be no bugs in the first place. Of course, that would be better. But again, one has to be mezarez, the wife, to make sure that they check the maror for bugs, which are very prevalent. Some use, for that matter, the stalks of the maror, which is also permissible. It's easier to check. But regardless, one makes sure not to fulfill the maror. He's planning on doing a mitzvah to eat the maror, but then he ends up eating a lot of bugs, which can be many transgressions. Now, the halakha does say that if a person is eating the leaves of the maror, they have to be moist. So the way that we keep them moist is we put them, let's say, in a moist towel or cloth and leave them in the refrigerator until the time of eating. One should be concerned if he's going to soak them in water for more than 24 hours, so that's going to be a din of kavush. That's considered as if you pickled them. And according to the halakha, if the maror is kavush, you're not yotze yedei chovah. So either you leave it in the water for 23 hours, and after 23 hours you take it out, and if you want to put it back in again, it's okay. It just cannot be in the water for 24 hours consecutively. Or you could just leave them in the the towels, like we said, in a moist towel, and he can fulfill his obligation with that as well. Again, according to the halakha, after the inyan of the maror, he should try to eat the maror before chatzot. You do not make a beracha on the maror if you eat it after chatzot. After that, we follow the korech. We take a kezayit of the third matzah. Already we ate from the first matzah and the middle matzah. You take a kezayit from the third matzah. Now, of course, it's not going to be enough for everybody to go around. So you take a kezayit from the box, and you make the sandwich. It consists of a kezayit of matzah and a kezayit of maror, and you dip it in the harotzit, and you say, like it says in Haggadah, Zechel Migdash Kelel Azaken, and you eat it as well, Be'seba. B'di'avad, if a person ate the korech and he did not make a seba, and it's difficult for him to go back, Hacham Avdiyah is lenient. But he says that even by the heseba of the korech, he should try to go back and eat it. But if he can't, for whatever reason, he has what to rely on. Furthermore, when he dips the korech into the haroset, he does not have to shake the haroset off like he did by the maror itself. and therefore it is permissible for him to dip it in the haroset and eat it beseba as normal. Some have the custom to add other things to the sandwich. For example, they put celery in there and other vegetables. According to the halakha, this is not a proper practice. One should keep the sandwich, the korech, specifically to the matzah and the maror. It should be noted that one should not forget to dip the korech in the haroset. The Hakam writes over on Daf Kuf Aleph, "Im shachach letabela kiricha b'haroset." If he forgot to dip the korech in the haroset, the kasher alav lachzor v'leichol shuv, and he cannot eat another one, which is mashma, they really should try to eat another one if he didn't dip it in the haroset. So jatzayeh dechubav en sarich lachzor v'leichol kiricha idet imul b'haroset. And mikol makom, he says, still in that case, at least you should take some matzah and put some maror in it just to fulfill the zekel and mikdash and dip it in the haroset as well. So therefore one should not be mezalzel on this sinyan of the korech. Obviously it is part of the Haggadah and therefore it is very very serious. Now we go to the Shulchan Orech. Basically the halakha that we should remember in the Shulchan Orech, actually one halakha we should remember until this point: one should not talk, preferably from the time of the achilat matzah until he finishes the korech. Jeez, sometimes it take 20 minutes or half hour till everybody finishes, then you get involved in talking. Really, one should not talk at all. Only the anyanim of the seder, which means you need more matzah, pass the maror, and stuff like that. But really, no idle chat and things like that from the time he eats the beginning matzah all the way until the end of the korech. According to some opinions, really one shouldn't talk from the beginning of the matzah all the way until you finish eating the afikoman. Only anyane, devre Torah, and Haggadah, and Hallel, etc. Again, if somebody wants to be mahmir, Achav Avadiyah says, "Hamahmir tabu ala barakana," to talk throughout the seder. But specifically, one should be careful not to talk idle chat during the seder from the matzah until the end of korech.